Do you remember the excitement you had as a child finding out you had a snow day? School is closed, snow is on the ground, the roads are covered in ice, and we are snowed in. Oh my gosh. I have memories of listening to my radio while looking out my bedroom window with kitty cat curtains at the snow-covered ground, just praying and believing school would be canceled for the day. My mom was a teacher, so I'll tell you, she was just as excited about a snow day as we were. What was awesome was watching the 10 o'clock news before bed, waiting to see your school name scroll across the screen for school closings. We would jump around and act like we had just won the lottery. A perfect scenario was having a snow day on a Friday or a Monday, making it a long weekend full of snowball fights, trying to build something that sort of looked like a snowman, sledding down a hill and eating snow ice cream. As an adult, I still love snow days. Living in the South, we don't have very many, and my northern friends might laugh. But when we get a little snow and schools are closed, we make the most of it. Sometimes winter shows off and we get a few snow days in a row. Every day out is another adventure. School closings today are a bit different. We get text messages and pre-recorded phone calls from the schools, and now students have AMI work, or alternative method of instruction, which is basically homework that must be done for each day they're out. Yeah, that's a bummer, but still, the sentiment remains for every day out. We get one more day. One more day to play. One more day to not go to class. One more day to stay in PJs all day if we want and drink hot chocolate. What if we approached each new day we are given like a kid on a snow day? The anticipation of the possibilities as we look out our window. We get one more day. What will this day hold? What adventure awaits? What will I make of it? What beauty will I see and experience? What does God have for me today? Where does He want to take me? What does He want to show me? What will we make of this day together as I look to Him, show up, excited, and ready to follow His lead? Even if faced with icy conditions or storms, how will He work it all for my good? Each precious new day is a gift. We are not promised. The Bible tells us this life is but a vapor or a mist, which is gone in a moment. James 4:14. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. So knowing that truth, how will you choose to see this day? Live today as an unexpected surprise, like a snow day with joy and adventure. The choices you make, the perspective you choose, the people you impact, the leaps of faith you make, the truths you believe will have an eternal impact on you and those around you. That's the truth. We get one more day. It may not be a snow day, but jump around in it and live it. In the fullness of Christ, for His glory and your good. I'm Lori Klein.